is going to hit Western Sprint Speedway. 30 laps of sprint car action. Swindell got the jump on Elard, and Murphy goes straight out wide. Elard's dropped back two places as Eagleton's been spun. He's managed to stay on the grass. I don't think it'll bring on a caution. Meanwhile, out in front, it's Swindell leading from Elard, from Murphy. That's your top three at the moment. Here comes McDonald from the Kiwis and O'Connor. But Swindell out in front, Elard in second, with plenty of fuel. 30 laps is a long time, the dust flies. Round a packed house here at Western Spring Speedway. Out in front, Sammy Swindell with the McGantry stands. One USA sold a cartridge machine. Then we go back to One New Zealand of Jonathan Elard, the two-time King of California. Then we go back to the Dolphins entry of Peter Murphy in third place. Followed by the Colin McGold at number five of 16-year-old Daniel Rogers. Followed by eight of Brian O'Connor. O'Connor driving some memory for the sold a cartridge racing team with teammate Sammy Swindell out in front. Then the brilliantly prepared Makita wins 71 car of Jamie McDonald, a beautiful car, chased down by the number 10, the Lucas Oils car of Ricky Logan. Then we go back to the traffic management 22 of Dean Brinkham as Logan puts a ton of pressure on 71 McDonald. Laps carried down, Swindell with a straightaway lead now on Allard, running nice and high, following the leader at the moment. These big wing cars roaring around the tight pullwing here at Australasia's number one speedway, Western Sprint Speedway. Sparks coming from Wilson's right rear. Tyre has to fall off, so Carl Wilson is not on the infield with sparks and flames coming from his right rear brake. That's not a good sign. As Logan starts to now make a dent, he's got past Allard. Oh, big bicycle from McDonald. He manages to hold him down as Swindell approaches lap traffic. Oh, we thought we had issues down there. No, we didn't. So Swindell now approaching lap traffic. He's got round the outside of Raymond Griffin as the lap's starting to count down. Laps starting to count down. 23 laps to go. So 23 laps to go. 7 in the box. 23 to go for Sammy Swindell. Swindell driving superbly. He's got a full car gap now between himself and Jonathan Elard. Elard now up to second place, holding brilliantly for Murphy. About a three car gap. First Kiwi is young Daniel Rogers, leading out Brian O'Connor, Ricky Logan, and Jamie McDonald. Swindell opening up a mammoth lead on this one as the Connor McDonald, number 5, Karen Rogers, puts a lap on number 7, Dion Kendall. 21 laps to go. So 9 in the books now for Slam and Sammy Swindell on the Solar Cartage. Big game tree stand, 1 USA. Allard now approaching lap traffic. Murphy's in there as well. Murphy is the defending champion of this one. The corresponding race, 10 of the box, a third of the way through. As underneath they go, he does indeed. So number 1, Sammy Swindell. As Allard's forced to make a desperate pass round two lap cars in one motion. Great driving, gives himself a bit of breathing space for Peter Murphy. This could be the corresponding gap, a huge gap now, as Swindell just opening up a mammoth gap. I would be the length of the straightaway now. He is driving superbly from grid position number 1 on this feature tonight, Sammy Swindell. The crowd are absolutely loving it. No one's moved. They're just sitting on the edge of their seat. They're just sitting on the edge of their seat for this one. The Porter Hydrolink International Sprint Car Classic Round 2. With points leader Jonathan Allard sitting in second place. Swindell's up to first. He's got five cars. Oh, problems for Graham McGriffin. Oh, problems for Peter Murphy. Peter Murphy, while sitting in third, has stopped. Murphy, while sitting in third, has pulled off to the infield. There's a yellow. What's going on? We've got debris on the track. We have debris on the track. Peter Murphy, what has happened? He's dropped something off his car. It looks like, it looks like a muffler. No, it could be. No, he's out of the car, something's hurt him. So Peter Murphy is out of the car and receiving attention. Something's broken off, it could be the driveline. He's reaching for his knees.
Go to ground.
Graham Standring. We need a doctor urgently. A doctor is required urgently on the track for Peter Murphy. So Peter Murphy required a doctor. The gates have been asked to be open. So this is high drama scenes here tonight. Graham Standring, can you give us an update, please?
Yeah, I can. I've just had a look in the cockpit of the car, and what's happened is the drive line has exploded, which means the drive shaft that's spinning on the back of the crankshaft has exploded, and the whole inside of the car is like a bomb's gone off. I'm looking at Peter. It doesn't look like there's any blood, and it looks like he'll be okay, but he'll be very, very sore for a while. And the drive shaft, remember, is spinning at engine RPM, which is about 7 to 8,000 RPM. A universal's broken, and the drive shaft has just gone, instead of going round and round in the middle of the axis, it's just gone radially and just caught his legs. Well, he's going to be okay, but Inside the cockpit is a real mess, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so inside the cockpit, the mess of you. Those who join us through the dirttrackchannel.com. Peter Murphy, while sitting in third place, has had a universal explode on him. Parts have been left on the track, and he is receiving medical attention on the infield with laps to go. 18 laps to go.
Yeah, Sammy Swindell's really got this one by the short Achilles. It's like Sammy Swindell in daylight, but I want you to all concentrate. Remember that in third place, the first New Zealander, 16-year-old Daniel Rogers. Now, Daniel, if you see the cars like they're wobbling like they are at the moment, it's because they're going so slow that there's not enough pressure in the power steer pump to fill the lines, and that's why it looks like the wheels are wobbling. Once the cars accelerate and the engine RPM comes up, the oil pressure will go to the power steer pump, and then the wheels will stop shaking.
Only
16 years old, he owns his own car.
If we look at the big screen, Graham, we can see that he is receiving attention from Bruce Page, the doctor. So that is good news. Peter Murphy is okay, by the looks of things, they're just doing a routine check.
I'm not sure where Dr. Bruce was, because he wasn't anywhere near this end of the track, so there must have been something happening down the other end as well, because he was way over there when they called him to come to the incident down here in front of us. So
Graham Standring's down there as well, so
hunkered down beside Peter here. We can get a word with him. They're putting ice packs on his leg. Doesn't look like there's any serious damage. Just what was that like?
God, I don't know. We're just down the front straight away there. Something let go, and it just, the drive shaft's in there with you, and the torque tube, and it all just bashed up on my left leg there. The ankle's pretty sore, but the just under my knee's really sore, so it's I don't know, just sore.
I know what it's like. You hear the noise going on, and you think, and you can't even react quick enough. It just happens, and
it's all over and done with before you know what's going on. So just disappointed that we had to do that, but that's racing, eh?
Yeah, on behalf of everybody, we're really glad that you're okay, and we hope to see you again next week. Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, no worries. Round of applause, Western Springs. Peter Murphy's A-OK. So the token Australian resides for America. He won't be defending his championship. He's receiving attention. Ice pack on the leg. We've just had an interview with Graham Standring, trackside, as we'll carry on green. 18 laps to go. Sammy Swindell, Jonathan Allard, Daniel Rogers, Ryan O'Connor. That's the order of the moment. Allard now. Allard's got a good chance. Any try and reel in. Slamming Sammy Swindell. And great to see Sammy back on the podium. Ron Solder would be hoping to mix it up. Of course, Kevin Swindell suffering damage in the midget car feature. As Allard now right beside him. So Allard trying to spoil the party. As Swindell, Allard, Rogers, O'Connor, Logan, Brindle. So this is where it's getting exciting now. Allard just waiting for it. He had a last-ditch effort at Donnie Schott's at the last meeting, but couldn't quite pull it off. It's O'Connor! O'Connor into the fence! O'Connor comes together with Rogers battling for position number three on the podium. He rode the wheel and went in the fence.
Yeah, I was watching that, and what happened was that Daniel went in down at the bottom. The car couldn't stick, and he slid up in front of young Ryan O'Connor. And Ryan O'Connor, unfortunately, has come off second best in that instance.
Racing incident, one might suggest. Racing incident.
Might get a restart, Graham.
I would assume so. I don't think there'll be any damage, although no, he is out of the car, so it looks like his night is done. It's just one of those things, yes, a racing incident. He couldn't really get out of it. There was no space for him to go further around Daniel. But
he's not happy, I can tell you. He's really unhappy about that.
I can see that, and I don't think we'll bother to
interview
him.
No, I don't know if an interview would be wise, but if your name is Bahadur Bohani, Bahadur Bohani, we found your wallet. It's at the control tower. Can you please make your way there immediately?
You better tell them. You better give them some identification. I mean, there's about 200 people queued up at the bottom of the tower now.
Yeah, well, you need to tell me your birthday. I know what your birthday is. So I've got your driver's license here. So there you go. So come down and tell me your birthday. I'll give your wallet back to you. So restart order. We'll see Ricky Logan go in front of Dean Brindle. So Sammy Swindell, Jonathan Allard, Daniel Rogers, 22 is the car.
I just noticed Ryan O'Connor going over to kneel down beside Peter Murphy. That's a nice little touch.
Yeah, O'Connor's straight to see how Peter Murphy's doing. That's the good touch down here. Fantastic spotting there, Derbs. So what's going on here? Restart order. We'll start that again with about 15 laps to go. 15 laps to go. There you go. I can get a job lap scoring. So 15 laps to go. We've got Sammy Swindell from Jonathan Allard, from Daniel Rogers, from Ricky Logan, from number 22, Dean Brindle. Then we got Duff from Christchurch. 71 is McDonald. 6 is Hartley from Palmerston North. 40 is from Christchurch. Number 4 is the car driven by Torby from, he's from Auckland, obviously. Then we've got Griffin Pickrell from the Waikato. And number 7, Kendall from Auckland. Derbs.
The Harris girls from the Kinza team will be happy from out west there with Daniel Rogers in third place.
Yes, they will be. Yes, so we're going to go green. 15 laps to go. Halfway distance. Swindow, Allard. That's really starting to heat up front for those taking the broadcast through Sean Wood at the DukeTrackChannel.com. As Allard with a big slide, John, he's got him. Swindell makes a mistake. Swindell made a mistake. And Allard got there. There's flames, smoke coming off the right rear tyre. Oh, Sammy, you've smoked your tyre. So Sammy Swindell now, he's now going to be driving like a man possessed. Allard, he just came like the thief of the night and stole it. He stole it from him. So Allard, your race leader. Sammy Swindell in second. Number 5 is Rogers in third. And Rogers now putting a ton of pressure on the American. As Allard makes a mistake. Just a slight error. Gap closes now. One New Zealand, one USA. The battle of the ones. Well, you both predicted ones will be on the podium. And they are. Here comes Ricky Logan, though. From Little Rock, Arkansas. The Little Rock Rocket in the car. 10, Lucas Oil's 10. As driving superbly. He's already got his way up past Dean Windle. And he started way back there. Opposition 10. 10 laps to go. So 10 to go. Allard. Swindell, Rogers. Then we go back to Brindell. Then we go back to Logan. Then we go back to Duff from Christchurch. Hartley, McDonald. Oh, it's fantastic effort. You'll have to join us on the back of the podium, which is going to be a mammoth display here. Allard driving superbly. Any wider and Jonathan Allard will be driving on the front row of the terraces. That's how wide they're driving here at Western Spring Speedway. There's not a lot of room for error. Swindell hasn't got the measure at the moment. 5 laps to go, almost. 8 to go, 8 laps to go. So 8 laps to go, I thought, oh, flames, come out, problems for Nelson Hartley's big flame, come out the side of the Hartley Race Engines Repco, number 6 car from Palmerston North in New Zealand, he's out from the infield. So a bit of an attrition on this one, we've lost Murphy O'Connor, we've lost Eagleton and Wilson, and now Hartley, as Rogers goes underneath Swindell, when Rogers moves up to second, the 16-year-old rookie driver, is now up to second place, Daniel Rogers, driving superbly. What's happened to Sammy? Ah, Sammy Swindell. He is dropping off. Lap starting to count down now. Looking very, very good at the moment. On lap number 25, Allard, Rogers. Rogers is starting to reel in. Allard, can you believe this? So Allard, oh, Allard makes a mistake. Allard makes a mistake. Just trying to pass the lap car. This could be interesting. Can the young rookie driver? He's driving superbly. Rogers in the Colin Middleton, number 5, he may just run out of laps as Brindle's putting a ton of pressure on Swindell. So Swindell is just going to preserve the tyre. The tyre choice is all wrong for Sammy Swindell. He's really chewed up the tyres. 2 laps to go. 2 to go here at Western Spring Speedway in the Port Aha Hydraulic Boxing Night Spectacular for sprint cars. Jonathan Allard took the race off Sammy Swindell with 15 to go. So here we go, Rogers now holding in second place, Swindell still trying everything he can. White flag is due to come out next time round for the two-time King of California. Jonathan Allard, as Brindle makes a move on Swindell. Brindle's got him. Dean Brindle now moves up to third place, Swindell back to fourth. So what's going on for the American? One to go, Western Spring for Allard. Rogers in second, Brindle now in third. Here comes Sammy, he's going to have, oh! Brindle now up to second as Rogers has gone wide. So Brindle now driving superbly. Swindell goes low, Allard will take the win. Yes, he will, Jonathan Allard will take the win tonight. Second will be Brindle and Swindell on the line, I think. I think Swindell got the 16-year-old rookie driver on the line. Well, it doesn't take much, does it, Western Springs? But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what about Jonathan Allard, folks?
Well, fantastic. What about young Daniel Rogers? What a great drive.
I think he got pipped on the line.
I think he did. I can just see it just over Kelly's shoulder here. 1 NZ, 22, 1 USA and 5. Great shame. He ran so hard till the 23rd lap and to the 29th lap, as I say, and couldn't quite get there. And guess what we're all doing next week? Graham Stanley, what are we doing next week? We're coming to Western Springs.
Is there anywhere else you'd rather be? I mean, this has just been fantastic. Jonathan Allard did a great job there. I think what happened with Daniel Rogers, he got in behind the Kendall car, the right front shock absorber was gone, he was in all sorts of trouble, and he just was a bit nervous about passing it. But Jonathan Allard has done a fantastic job and well-deserved winner. I never thought he'd get there. I thought Sammy Swindell had it for all money, but there you go. It happens and things change just that quickly.
Well, we've still got our five meetings, four to go. We've had one of them, and if this is anything to go by, well, we'll be here every night for five as Graham makes his way over to Jonathan Allard. I'm not sure where Graham's gone. Oh, there he is. There's Graham. He's going to go over there now and talk to a very, very happy Jonathan Allard. Come on, people, as he gets out of the car, put your hands together. A lot of sprint car fans here tonight at Western Springs, like there has been for many, many years, and you'll get a chance to go through the pits later on and have a close look at these drivers and the cars and shake their hands and get their autographs and buy their apparel. Graham Standring, trackside.
Yeah, I'm standing here now. Jonathan's just extracting himself from the car. Ladies and gentlemen, just put your hands together. That was a sensational drive. He's excited. New Zealand number one. I'm going to get a word with him. Jonathan, absolutely fantastic. It looked like Sammy Swindell had that race for all money. Tell us how you went about and what you did to the car to make it better on the yellow, to make it so that you could get by him.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I focused and just got myself together. I had a bad start and to chase down the world's best sprint car driver in Sammy Swindell. Absolute legend, somebody I've always looked up to, and just to be able to race with him and put him wheel to wheel is absolutely amazing. But I got to thank all my Porter Hire group. They're such great people in Hydralink, and had a bit of an incident with Albany Toyota, crashed one of their cars, but I've never been safer in a Toyota. So I want to thank Andrew McKenzie and all the guys at Valvoline and everybody that's helped.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. You can stop focusing now. Your eyeballs are sticking out about 3 inches in front of your head. Again, that was just really good. Sammy looked like he struggled a bit in the mid stages of the race, but no, well done. And what can you say to the crowd? Isn't it fantastic? Such a big crowd here, and we hope to see them back.
Well, I'll tell you what, coming here to Western Springs every time we come is a special event, and Boxing Day has always been my favorite. Meet a bunch of new people, have them come down to the car. We got the best fans in the world here, and we really appreciate spending their hard-earned money. And Bill Buckley and Lewis Dawson, all the guys that promote this place, we appreciate being able to come here.
Thank you very much, and well done on behalf of all the people up there. Well done, Jonathan Allard.
Thank you. You know, I saw Kyle Larson do it, and I thought I'd better get my stuff together and try to make it a California deal. So we're real proud to be here, and they did a great job. And I want to thank my guys again. They put a lot of effort in, Ideal Print. All these guys that put a part of this, it means a lot to us. Please come down, get some free posters, and take a look at the car and enjoy it.
Yeah, rather than queue up to get out of the pits, I mean out of the car park, ladies and gentlemen, come down, meet some of these drivers and meet them. They're real people, you know, and they just love to interact with you guys. So, yeah, welcome to the pits.
Well, absolutely. We sign autographs, there's posters, there's free kinds of gear to get, and we appreciate you guys coming down and shaking our hands. It means a lot to us. Without the fans, we wouldn't be able to do this, so thank you.
Thanks very much, Jonathan.